16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Take the dress. Most people remember it as an optical illusion that went viral, asking everyone on the planet, is this dress blue and black or white and gold? Turns out, that story was way bigger than just an optical illusion. It's a cautionary tale about the decline of clickbait sites, the rise of algorithms and internet polarization, and the end of fun on the internet. Seriously, and that's just one story. We're giving every character their 16th minute. So listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What if I told you imaginary friends are real?
This is just so exciting.
This Friday, get ready for the movie event with the greatest cast you've ever imagined.
Showtime.
Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., Matt Damon, Emily Blunt, George Clooney, Maya Rudolph, Bradley Cooper, Sebastian Maniscalco, John Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Awkwafina, Keegan-Michael Key, and Steve Carell.
I need to throw up or I need a snack. It's one of the two.
Gross.
If. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Written and directed by John Krasinski.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
You might remember this. Back when Joe Biden was elected, one of his biggest promises was the Build Back Better bill, a plan that promised to make everything in America better. That's why the better was in the name. Yeah, it was going to rebuild the roads, fix the climate, reduce inequality, and it was even going to give you another shot with your high school crush. Yeah? Like, this time I won't eat prunes before assembly. Now, all of that depended on getting every Democrat's vote in the Senate. But there was always one senator who refused to play ball. Joe Manchin, West Virginia senator and man who definitely has a photo on the fridge of him holding a fish. No matter what the Democrats offered him, Joe Manchin was blocking all attempts, like an Appalachian Mutombo. No, no, y'all. And so it seemed that Joe Biden's agenda, very much like Joe Biden himself, was basically dead. But then last night, this happened.
New tonight, Democratic Senators Joe Manchin and Chuck Schumer announcing a deal on a bill that was all but dead.
You almost never see this in Washington. You never see Washington surprised like it is this morning. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin announced he has struck a deal with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. This is a major piece of legislation that they say would pay down the national debt, cut health care costs, fight climate change, and battle inflation.
It is the product of secret negotiations over a package that until yesterday appeared to be dead.
2 weeks after walking away from a climate deal, West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin embraced one last night with a compromise dubbed the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022.
I can't believe it. Joe Manchin agreed to vote for a bill? Which means Democrats might actually get something done. Am I dreaming? And if so, what a boring dream. And also, what a week for Joe Biden, huh? First he defeated COVID, then he defeated low expectations. Look at you, Joe! Look at you! But yeah, in a surprise announcement, Joe Manchin released a statement saying that he is on board with Build Back Better, except he's calling it the Inflation Reduction Act. Yeah, and I'll be honest, I don't think anyone cares what it's called as long as it's a good bill. You know, he can call it the everyone's except Joe Manchin's got a small dick act, and I don't care. I'll just be like, well, at least my dick's gonna see a better climate. But I think this has taught us all an important lesson. Everyone was so mad at Joe Manchin, calling him names, letting their anger take over, writing him off as a villain. And it worked. Nice job, everyone. Nice work. Yeah. Now, just to be clear, this bill isn't everything that Joe Biden once wanted, but it's still a pretty big deal, right? It lowers prescription drug prices. It forces big corporations to pay the taxes that they owe. But maybe the most important part of the bill is what it does to fight climate change.
This would be the largest U.S. climate change legislation ever.
The centerpiece, about $370 billion worth of clean energy tax incentives and grants, including $7,500 tax credits for many Americans who buy electric cars.
It's going to try to reduce carbon emissions by 40% by 2030. This was something that many Senate Democrats simply did not think would be included in any sort of legislation they could get through.
But it's not all green energy. In a win for Joe Manchin, the bill also opens millions of acres of public land for new oil and gas production.
Yeah, that's right. Tons of money to fight climate change, but also some fossil fuel stuff too. You know, just to keep Mother Nature on her toes. But overall, this is a huge investment in alternative forms of energy. Wind, solar, and they're even going to be researching new forms of energy. Nobody knows what it could be. Yeah, in 10 years, we could be charging our phones with the power of dance. Yeah, yeah, that's right, yeah, 7%, keep going. Okay, yeah, 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 I got this, ay, 10%, ay. I'm gonna charge all our devices. I was just thinking, you know what's funny is that if that does happen, some white people are gonna be uncharging their phones. People will be like, what's happening? Wait, why am I losing power? What's going on here? What, I'm dancing, what's going on? What's happening here? What's happening? But hey, this is a huge win for the Democrats. And now obviously, please remember, this is the Democratic Party, so there is still plenty of ways for this thing to fall apart, you know? Yeah, House Democrats could come out against it. Kyrsten Sinema could come out against it. Joe Manchin could come out tomorrow and oppose the bill just out of habit. But if it does get through, this could be the legislative victory that the Democrats need to ride into the midterms and only lose the House by 200 seats. I believe in you, Democrats!
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.